tithe as a promise of blessings. Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Today's Bible verses come from Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Ever since the time of your forefathers you have turned away from my decrees, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you in tithes and offerings? You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. As we live our lives, there are a lot of important things to do, such as choosing our priorities in our lives, making various choices, and there are times when we have to make decisions that are of high importance. Out of these all, I think making promise, keeping that promise is a really important thing to do. Human beings that have characters can only make promises. Have you seen dogs or cats making promises not to fight with each other? Have you seen lions or tigers come to an agreement? Making promise, this is something that only human beings that were made in God's image can do. Making promise, this cannot be done by one person only, there must be another person agreeing to it. When making promise, there should be mutual trust for each other, and if they cannot trust each other, then they cannot make promises to each other. Right now, nations all over the world rate North Korea as a nation that cannot be trusted. This is because they did not keep to their promises and they did not act as they promised. The most important thing in the relationship between South Korea and North Korea is the trust about the promise that they have made to each other. The standard of a nation and its people too get rated depending on how well they keep to their promises. Depends on this, a nation gets rated to be an advanced country or an underdeveloped country. It is the same for the individuals. A person who keeps well to the promises made is a person who can be trusted. So the society and nations, they have the rating system called credit rating system. It is a trust for the promises made. A relationship between God and people are the same. It is believing and trusting the promise that has been made with God that cannot be seen. Old Testament and New Testament, these have meaning of a promise of God. How important was a promise back then? When God made promises to people, people killed animals, treated them as sacrifices, and with the blood from them, people made promises with God. A promise means, in another word, a life. A thing that we need to keep to and value highly, like our own lives, is a promise. Today's words are about the promise that Israelites made when they were having a difficult time in Babylon as captives. They cried out and came back to God, worshipped God with all they had, and made promise to God that they will serve God. God made a promise with them and made them free. So they were no longer captives. But the people who were made free, as the time passed, they did not keep to their promises. The worship service was just a mere formality, and the priests too, they started to be corrupt. When people were making sacrifices to God, they brought sick, blind, and twisted-legged ones and gave God these as sacrifices. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 8 says, "When you bring blind animals for a sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you?" says the Lord Almighty. When God saw these, he called prophet Malachi. He told him off harshly and strictly. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors, so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you," says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands. God told him, go and try to sell these animals in the marketplace, would there be a person that would buy these? Try to give these to your governor, would he be happy? How do you say that you're giving these to God? God became very furious. And he said it will be good to have someone that would close the temple door. The agony started from then. They were attacked by Persia and they were colonized. By imposing very high taxes, they got their material possessions taken away. Also, a very serious drought, and pests, etc., horrible disasters began to appear to them. But the problem was that people did not realize their faults, and doubted the promise of God. They were lazy about worshiping God and they were stingy about giving tithes, one-tenth of their income to God. Men married women from other foreign countries and got into debauchery. Their society began to have more crimes and started to become more corrupted. In a time like this, God told these people through Prophet Malachi. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, God explained to them, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you in tithes and offerings? God told them a reason for these sufferings, is that you have robbed what is God's. That is tithes, one-tenth of your income you have earned. You have not given this to me. A tithe is a promise of blessings. Give a true tithe to God. I will protect you from locusts, and will protect you, so that you will never run short of your fruit. You will never run out of what you need. God promised these things. This is not a mere single instance of that time. This is a lesson that God is trying to give to the people of these days that believe in Him, and we need to know that this is a shortcut for us to restore the blessings of God. I hope that you will all live happy lives. I hope you will live in abundant blessings. I hope and pray that you will live without the shortage of material things at least. God told us that the basis of getting these blessings is for us to give of tithes in a correct way. This is my testimony. In fact, it is somewhat shameful to share with you all here, to be honest. This goes back to the time, the very early time, when I was starting this church in the beginning. An elderly woman of the church that I know told me that if you say about the offerings or tithes in your sermon in a newly established church, the people of that church will feel burdensome, so they will not come to your church. So never ever share that sermon. I thought what she told me was a wise word of wisdom, so whenever I shared sermons, I told the people that in our church, you do not have to give tithes, just receive grace. Like these, I preached sermons like this for several months. But in one early morning, when I was preaching the words in early prayer morning with the words from Malachi, the Holy Spirit told me off harshly. Are you trying to be a swindler pastor, a fake pastor that only tries to gather people? Why don't you teach as the Bible says, and why are you blocking the doors of blessings for the people of your church? In that morning, I repented and preached just as the Holy Spirit spoke to me as it is, and confessed that morning, from now on, I will only preach just as the Bible says so. That's right, the faith cannot be compromised. You cannot compromise faith. As time goes by, it is a reality that people are getting assimilated to the world. Think about this, when there is a shortage of blood in a person, if you add water, not the blood gets hardened, and this person dies. We need to live just in the way that God has promised, and as per His promise, we need to stand in front of God. Let's live by faith only. God needs to bless us. This cannot be done by force. In Severance Hospital building, there is this wording on a wall: we cure, and God heals. And the medical staff in that hospital all came to an agreement to pray first, before they start having surgery on their patients. It is honoring the fact that the owner of our lives is God. That's so true. This is the true confession of faith. When studying too, I do the own studying, but the success, God needs to give this. When a student is bright and gets high scores, not all of these students succeed in their lives. In the same way, we love each other, but happiness, these needs to be given by God. Not all the people that love each other are happy in the same way. God needs to give blessings so that the health, children, family, businesses, nation go well. I hope that you will do what God regards as worth loving, and I hope you will do such acts, the acts that God regards as worth giving blessings, as you live your lives. Then why did God say to us to give tithes, 1/10 of our income we earned to God? Firstly, all of the things are God's. Let's read verse 8 together. Verse 8 says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you in tithes and offerings?" Therefore God said, not giving tithes is the same as robbing what is God's. In our society too, a person who robs is called as a sinner. The sinners, they live in jail. From people they do not get favor. People treat them as inferior than them. This is spiritually the same. If we rob what is God's, this is a really wrong thing too. We should not be robbers physically and also spiritually. Would God give blessings to robbers? Would God use robbers preciously, valuably? How would He do that? This is a testimony that I heard from someone. This is a story that has happened in other church. When a pastor was praying for the offerings, the robber took the offerings and fled away. That day, a new Christian who came to that church for the first time was opening his eyes when the pastor was praying. This newcomer to the church saw the robber who was fleeing away and put one leg out so that robber fell down. The newcomer yelled out, "Here is the robber." That robber got caught. The elders of the church said they will send this robber to the police station, but the church pastor said to them, "No, release him, let him go. How he would be the only robber? Among us too, how many robbers would there be who robs what is God's?" That day, all the people in the church started repenting. That's right. The Israelites did not give correct tithes to God. They gave as a mere formality, not correctly and inaccurately. God told them that they have robbed what is mine. In front of God, we should not be the robbers at least. We need to live a life of faith, so that our lives are worth receiving blessings from God. But why didn't God say that people skipped tithes, and why did God say that people robbed? It is a matter of who the owner of the material things is. Do you know who the owner of your time is? Do you know who the owner of your business is? Do you know who the owner of your life is? Do you know who the owner of the entire universe is? It is God. Who are we then? We are the stewards. God told us you're the stewards. The symbol that symbolizes that you are the stewards needs to be there, and that is tithes. He wants us to proclaim this as we live our lives. There are people that touch the possessions of God secretly. They think what God has are theirs and touch tithes. So it has been called as robbery. We need to be honest in material things, so that we can be honest in other things. Reverend Billy Graham of the U.S. said, "Giving of 1/10 of our income we earned is not the offering. It means we give to God what is God's." A person who robs what is God's does not feel comfortable. Because this person does not offer tithes, this person feels guilty and feels ashamed. The words cannot be planted in the heart. This person gets to think that this is because I do not give correct tithes. A conception like this does not help our Christian way of living at all. The people who give tithes most correctly are the Jews. People argue why the America stands on the Jewish side, not the Arabic side. But there is an absolute reason that America does this. The Jewish people that live in America, they have a phenomenal influence in the areas of politics, economy, social and legal professions. If you go to Manhattan in New York, in the USA, there are banks and finance companies everywhere. The Jews are nearly taking all the positions over there. Also, they have 90% of the diamonds of the world. How did the Jews have the wealth like this? because they are the people that give their one-tenths most correctly to God. God blesses people like these. A small nation like Israel, it does not fear a big country like Arab. It is not scared. When we give correct tithes to God, a nation goes well too. God blesses that nation and the descendants and they prosper. There must be three kinds of minds our faith should have. Firstly, it is a mind of a commandment. God gave 10 commandments through Moses, and told people to keep to these commandments. Secondly, it is a mind of a cross. Son of God that is greater than Moses, Jesus Christ came to this land, and died on the cross and rose again. God promised to people that He will give eternal life to the people that believe in Jesus. Thirdly, it is a mind of tithes. God told people through Prophet Malachi, that if people give tithes, then He will pour our blessings on them. We think giving one thing out of 10 in front of God is tithes. But that is not right. All 10 things I have is actually God's. It is not giving mine. It is giving to God, what is God's and what God has given us. We need to know that this is the mind of tithes. Have a look at the blessings that God gives to the people that give correct tithes. In verses 10 to 12, it says in verse 10, He opens the door of the heaven. If the door of the heaven gets opened, the door of the grace and the door of the blessings get opened too. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, that you will not have room enough for it. And verse 12 says, Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. When you believe in the words of God, and obey, then the door of the heaven gets opened, and He pours out the blessings so that there would be nowhere to store these vast amount of blessings. This is a promise of God. This is an abundant blessing that does not have any shortage. This is a blessing that does not run out. Verse 11 says, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. He stops the locusts. Locust is something that comes due to the natural disasters. It also talks about disturbance from enemy Satans, robbery, burglary, illness, natural disasters and so on. At the moment, in our countrysides, there are diseases that got spread from birds. AI birds flu epidemics cause countless birds to be killed by force and the farmers are burying these birds under the ground. There is no way that we can stop these epidemics that are spreading everywhere in the country. This is the negative impacts of having locusts. God needs to stop this. We cannot stop it by human power. If we give correct tithes, God told us that He would stop the disaster of locusts. He also would make sure the land will not run out of its fruit. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord says in the latter part of verse 11. In the farming society, the fruit trees need to have a plenty of fruit, so the farmers need to gain joy from harvesting these. But even though they sacrificed their efforts before harvesting the fruit, if typhoons or locusts destroy these, then how empty would farmers feel? This is a promise that God would stop such thing. I went to a conference a while ago. An elderly lady, Gwen Sonim, respected at church, shared her testimony when we were having meal together. Gwen Sonim felt the tithes for God was too much, so she only gave just a little offering of thanksgiving. The only son she had, who was the only son in three generations, married afterwards. But whenever the daughter-in-law got pregnant, she had miscarriages. She went over to her church pastor and asked for prayer. While the pastor was praying for her, he told her, While we were praying together, I sensed God was telling me these words: make sure that the vines in your fields do not run out of their fruit before harvest. As he spoke these words to her, he opened a book of Malachi and showed her Gwen Sonim, to make sure that the vines in the fields do not run out of fruit before harvest. First of all, give correct tithes. Gwansanam obeyed the words of God, and from then on, she started offering correct tithes to God. Her daughter-in-law got pregnant in the same month. Her daughter-in-law's stomach started to get bigger, and Gwansanam eventually got a cute grandson. She said, she fully experienced the power of giving correct tithes, and learned that tithes are not just about the issue of material things, but it is a blessing that impacts all of the areas in life. She showed to me a young child, and she said that child is that grandson that she talked about. I saw her asking me for praying for her grandson. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at this moment, I am not preaching this kind of sermon to make you feel burdened. I am sharing this sermon because of two reasons. First one, we need to live according to the words of God. The other one is that all of us, all the believers, everyone needs to be blessed both spiritually and physically. If there are newcomers that came to church for the very first time, they can wait till their faith grow. But if you have been given roles to play at church and you have not been able to give tithes, then I hope you will give God the correct tithes. Tithe is a promise of blessings. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.